So we're holding in Simon Bey's Sif Dalet. Yino min al hayomin techila velo yikshirenu. V'achar kach yino shel samo v'yikshirenu. V'yachzo v'yikshor shel yomin. So the way it is, you put your right shoe on first, you don't tie it, then you put on your left shoe, and then you tie your left shoe, and then you go back and tie your right shoe. Hagah says the Ramah umin alim shalanu shein lanu kishira yinol shel yamin tchila. So there are types of shoes that don't have a knots to tie, so you what's that?
Right, like a loafer. Correct.
Okay, the Mishnah speaks out why it's yamin, the right side first. Shekeim atzina b'torah she yamin choshuv tomid. We always give a chashivas special importance to the right side. The inyan bohen yad v'regel. We always give preference to things. The special dam that was spritzed on the kohanim was always the right side. Yikshirenu, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Vav. You tie it dil inyan kashira, because when it comes to tying, matzinu shatora nosna chashivus shel small. When it comes to tying things, then the left side gets more preference. Shekoisha le tefila shel yad, tefillin go on the left. Va'an pilo'os sheleved ein sorech lahakdim the small kshira. Now these special types of socks, you don't have to give a preference to tying the left side first. V'itu yad a lefty sheminiach tefillin biyamin shel kol adam yakdim yamin gam l'kshira. So he also puts on he does the tying first on his right side because it didn't tefillin. I saw years ago from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Since women are not in the parsha of Kshira for tefillin, so therefore this would not apply to them. So therefore a woman, he said, would put on her right shoe, tie her right shoe, put on her left shoe, and then tie her. Or I guess it would be right shoe, left shoe, tie the right shoe. That the tying would not have a din kadim on the left-hand side.
That's definitely, that's just...
It seems to be saying that. Yeah. I looked it up, I didn't see it again this year, but I did see that in previous years. Yeah, right? Sifkat and Zayin. Yamin tchila gam im nizdamin lo shel smol. So let's see, I'm looking, I'm searching under my bed. I can't find. I find my left shoe first. Doesn't matter. Yamtin, you have to wait. Ad shevi lo shel yamin, so you can find your right shoe also. Shu rochet v'sach. When a person's bathing or anointing themselves, say yamin tchila, you should wash the right side. You should anoint your right side of your body first. You soap up the right side of your body first. V'imsach kol gufo, if you're taking a shower, so rosh tchila. In that case, your head comes first. That is the king of all your limbs. So the head goes first. You guess you shampoo yourself, your head first, and then you do the right side and the left side. I'm Darkey Moshe. Okay.
Isn't there an idea though? Maybe I'm wrong, but on Shabbat you're not allowed to select. So whatever you want, if you have something first in your hand, you just do it.
So borer is defined as selecting good from bad. Here it's not good from bad. Here it's just first versus second. So therefore, there's no problem with border of waiting till your right shoe appears before if you have your left shoe first. Okay. And hey says a little short. When you take off your shoes, shall small tachil. So you take off the left one first. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shezehu kvoda shall you mean to keep the right on longer. That's a covet for it also. So you take off the left one first. Vav. Also leilech bekoma zakufa, velo yeilech arba amos begili rosh, mipnei kavan hashchina, veyivdog nekavan. You go to the bathroom. Hagav yechase kol gufo velo yeilech yachiv shen kol barefoot, veyagil atzmi lifon ois boiker ve'erav. She cuts herself to using the restroom in the morning and at night. Hazel zrizus nikias. This is a cleanliness for the guf. So this becomes the sugya now of walking around. Good morning. Walking around without a head covering. So it begins the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Tes Bekomas Zakufa Shedochik Ragle Shchina Kiviyachol. When you walk around like a show off, so that's just key, like you're pushing away the Shchina. V'alkein Kasei Achronim Do Asra Filu Pachas Mi'arba Amos U'Pashter Dafilu Oymi B'Mekomo Ein Holech Klal. Just to walk, to conduct oneself in such a way. Velo yelech afilu bebayis sheyeshbo tikra. Not even to walk in a house that has a roof. The kolshkin, how much more so? Tachas avir hashemaim diyesh lizor lekuli alma. You have to be careful, especially when you are outdoors. So he says, Arba Amos, not to walk Da'ad Amos Begilirosh. So the Mishnah Brunei on Yud Aleph. Umidas Chasidus, I feel pachas me Arba Amos. It's really, it's more, it's a Midas Chasidus, not even to walk less than Da'ad Amos, 6 to 8 feet. Afilu be'es hashena b'layla, even when a person is sleeping at night. V'yeshem etzdadin loyma dafilu arba amos ein osa midino, raklet snuyin b'masehim. Really, technically speaking, even some say that dalet amos is not a problem, it's only those who are modest in how they conduct themselves. Aval kvar kosev hataz l'kal besimen ches, t'bizmanenu isur gomer midino liyoz begili rosh, v'afilu yoshev v'ayis ein sham betam. Okay. So the Taz holds that this is no longer a minhug. The Taz holds that this is actually a din, a halacha, that one has to have a covered head. So in the deer shoe, he points out, I have 9. Do you have the same number 9? So the top, you have 20? Well, I gotta get the new versions. Says the Mishnah, the deer shoe on the top. As it's going to talk about later on, that's talking, that sim is discussing the correct way to dress for davening. The Yesh Amosh also lahaskir as a shame, olichanes b'beis hakinesis b'kidirosh. You can't say Shem's name or to come into a shul without your head covered. Kvar hikshu habir halacha. Yesh Amrim, dikan mashmesh osur af below haskaras Hashem. Because here it sounds like you can't walk without it. And there it sounds like you can't just say Hashem's name without your head covered. Vigam kishayin basic anesis, even if you're not in the shul, it's talking about over here. It's because Hashem Natarit's b'shem, b'r hated, wants to answer. Kan ein achiv gomer elamidas chasidus bilvad. Here we're not talking about the formal din, we're talking about going beyond the letter of the law. V'ilu gabi haskaras Hashem, or basic anesis, have a chiv gomer medina. That would be what's required. You want to say that's what the Taz is talking about when he says Zechiyah. That's by going into a shul or by saying Hashem's name. Hashem Prima Gadam Kosel Tarets Shekan Meduver Davke Beholich Dalad Amos. So Prima Gadam says, no, here we're talking about when you're walking Dalad Amos. Ve'inu Gabe Haskaras Hashem Obeis HaKnesses. Ve'ilu Gabe Haskaras Hashem Obeis HaKnesses. Osir Af Pepochos Mi Dalad Amos. So outside the Beis HaKnesses, you get the Dalad Amos. Inside, you don't get that. Behavi Masha Kosov Kam Shema Taz, again it's a Chiv Gomor, for also Bizmain Medina, Gam Pachos Midad Amas. Okay. Ulutsork Minis Hefsid Maruba. Let's say, look, what's the din if you're going to lose a lot of money, whatever, you have a big business deal or something like that, or you have a job interview and you feel realistically you're not going to get the job if you're wearing a kippah. So Kigoin Bimakum Avoida, your place of your work a share dorshim it mean havoidim leilich vagili rosh. They require it, whatever, there's a company stand or something. So Kosov Bishut Igris Moshe says Ramoshe Sha'afa Pish Ladasa Taz Tsurchadam Lapsi des kol mamona bishvil sh yelo leilich oifenze. According to the Taz, you'd have to, there's a real din, so for you would have to give up all your money. It's in Yoredeya, where is it? Kuf Nun Zion. It's the whole sugi of Yaharig Baal Yavor, where you have to give up your life. So there he brings down that a person has to give up all their money. That means giving up a job. The job's like all person's money. So you'd have to do that in order not to avoid an iser. So if you plug in the equation, if we're going without a yarmulke is a real din, so then you have to give up. Charlotte Dato, also medina leilich b'gili rosh, mikom malkum, mimalkum hefsi, meruba, if you're going to lose a lot of money, yesh lismach al das, marshal, magin avram, she'em b'zeh elamidas chasidus. One could rely upon this, amota leilich b'gili rosh, v'tzarech minyas hefsi, meruba. One could not put on a yarmulke at work if that's going to cause them to really lose. You have to be honest with each situation, but if that's really going to make it or break it, then according to the Ramosha, one is not required to wear a yarmulke. Shai lo gora medover mishar mitzvah zasei she'in adam chai levazviz yalav aleha yoyse mechomesh mimono. So it's no worse than any other positive mitzvah where a person is not required to give over more than 1/20th of their income. The very first Tshuva in Igros Moshe also discusses this concept about what is the requirement of wearing a yarmulke. Okay, we'll stop here for today.